working hard.
At crowded Raleightown Market in central Monrovia, market women shout for shoppers to take a closer look. There are pig's feet, palm oil produce, and bags, bowls, and bins of rice. But the prices are driving off some customers. Liberians complain they can no longer afford their staple food because of the soaring prices. Pensioned father of eight, Joe Davis, is struggling to buy enough rice to feed his family. He blames President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf's government for not exerting price controls and acting in the interest of ordinary citizens.
When people come out of war and the leader is advocating for that country, the thing that they are importing in our country should be on a free detail charge. Because we just suffering. If I come to you and come beg for a cup of rice, I will explain to you that I slept 1 to 2 to 3 days. Then you will convince, you say I will help him with a cup of rice. So advocation support to express what happened on the ground here.
I get USA in the order with barrel, like 25 for 1 cup.
What's happening on the ground is that nearly 6 out of 10 Liberians live on a mere $1.25 a day, according to the government's yet-to-be-released Core Welfare Indicator questionnaire. The poorest are spending as much as 80% of their income on food. Many pine for the days of warlord-turned-president Charles Taylor when rice sold for $22 per 100-pound bag, about half the price it sells for today.
How much for the rest?
$25 for a car.
Why is there any rest on the $5?
Yeah, they want expensive.
It's not just customers who are feeling the pinch. Vendor Mamimbello has been selling rice for the past 2 years, but is now straining to make a profit.
Left for pressure, buying it $2,800. USA buying it $50 US now. Uncle Sam buying it $2,500. Computer $1,700. Firestone buying it $45 US. The rice very expensive. Each time when you buy one bag, you'll get $125 profit.
Bello says the situation has become so grim that she can no longer afford to live in Monrovia and is considering moving to the interior to try her chances at farming. Liberia's food worries boil down to more than just rice. High, unpredictable prices are affecting commodities such as fuel, flour, sugar, and vegetable oil, and even crops like peppers and peanuts. But what's behind these price spikes? It's a matter of supply and demand, says the Director for Price Analysis and Marketing at the Ministry of Commerce, Flampe.
We are not the producer of these basic goods that we're talking about. And you cannot determine the price of anything that you have no control over.
It's the price of rice that is making the most noticeable hit. Liberia imports at least 2/3 of estimated national consumption.
Liberia is not producing rice, and we consume 210,000 metric tons annually. So these are basic commodities that you consume, but you do not have the productive means. So in any way, you will have to accept the shortcomings and the hardships for now until we can build our own productive capacity.
We work on a cup to get lay profit.
It could take as long as 3 years before prices ease and even longer before Liberia can build up to being a food secure country. The 14 years of brutal conflict reduced the infrastructure to ruins and destroyed productive capacity by almost 100%. This left Liberia with no capital to do mechanized farming, says economist Samuel Jackson.
I think people should grow more food.
Though Jackson is a well-known critic of the government, he does not blame the government for the soaring commodity prices like most Liberians do. But he does claim there is more the government can do to help.
The government will have to use more persuasion in appealing to people who import rice, distribute different commodities, or maybe lowering profit margins, and also can look about the possibility of incentivizing the banking system to provide Liberians opportunity of trade finance so Liberians can bring those commodities in larger quantities. Because once you have fewer suppliers of a particular product, then the price goes up. But if you have more importers and more suppliers, then you can drive down the price of the commodity.
Sirleaf's government has already taken some steps. sensitive to the impact the price of rice could have on voting. Over the summer, the government stockpiled 6 months of the valuable grain. A series of executive orders waived customs duties on all but the most high-quality varieties. Fuel prices were capped in August, but the government has stopped short of subsidizing the price of rice. This will only promote corruption and smuggling, says Yuri Sobalev, the IMF's Liberia country representative.
The government has been doing a lot about it. The government eliminated already import tariffs on rice and introduced targeted schemes to help the most vulnerable groups, such as a school feeding program and the food for work program to assist the urban poor. And in the longer term, the government is working on ways to boost domestic rice production through a range of measures.
Because of government action, Sobalev says rice in Liberia is actually cheaper than in the neighboring countries of Ivory Coast, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. Yet, with the price increase on the world market, few Liberians see savings in their wallets. At the Freeport of Monrovia, we find another reason for the high cost of Liberia's most important food commodity. Rice importers say they are being squeezed by Dutch firm APM Terminals, which took over the port earlier this year and more than tripled its handling fees. Musu Henrys is the administrative manager for one of Liberia's major rice importers, the supplying West African trader commonly called SWAT.
2 years ago, when we're buying rice from China and other rice producing countries, it used to be something like $450 per metric ton on the international market. But now it is $550. Now the costing is very high. At first, you know, to process 1 metric ton at NPM, when APM was not there, it used to be $3 for handling charge. But now it has gone up to $10, and that has an effect on the price.
Clear the gangway. Go back small. All right, that's okay.
Down the road at port operator APM Terminus, Managing Director Brian Fogel says the higher fees were imposed to recoup some of the cost of repairing the collapsing port, which was damaged in Liberia's civil war.
The handling charge was taken from $3 to $10 because there was numerous calculations made required for the investment to rebuild the Port of Monrovia. This was a figure that was agreed to be needed to support the redevelopment of the Freeport of Monrovia as part of the concessioning process to concession the port for 25 years.
While many factors are behind the rise in rice prices, the experts we talk to agree this is a global phenomenon. World food prices are stuck near levels not seen since the late 1970s, the time of Liberia's deadly rice riots. And the United Nations expects this trend to worsen well into the future. The just-released State of Food Insecurity in the World 2011 report warns of continued food instability, with smaller import-dependent countries like Liberia the most susceptible. One big problem is the extreme weather around the world due to climate change. Recent catastrophic flooding and crop losses in top rice exporters Thailand and Vietnam is expected to further squeeze supply and push prices even higher. The possibility of another global food crisis, coupled with the undeveloped economy and infrastructure of our war-ravaged country, could drive thousands more into hunger and malnutrition. So, at markets everywhere, Liberians will continue to simmer and shout about the price of rice. For Sky FM and New Narratives, I'm Titi Jibro.